number 57. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. This week's story is about beginnings and endings, a fitting tale as we hurtle towards 2021. Angelo. Their love erupted in the darkest, deepest alley. It seemed to stretch even further into the shadows, where the light was absorbed slowly, then expunged entirely. There too, sound was deadened, muffled. The shunting of distant cars felt like thuds underwater, and the stench of decay overwhelmed the slick walls. And yet, they met. Amongst the grim, endless night, somehow the human spirit flickered on, determined at the point before it guttered out. They could barely see each other. No sun had penetrated the rain for months, but sheltering, they explored each other's flesh, running fingers across tense muscles, delving hands into warm places, luxuriating in the sensuality of their young bodies. "Come," she whispered in his ear. "I have a place at the abandoned monastery." "I can't." He caught his breath, and she felt his fear in the dark. "No one will see you." "That's not it." He held the air in his chest and seemed to toy with the possibility of breathing out. She shook his slim torso, playfully, then desperately. "Stop it!" "It's not a coincidence we've met here," breathed out through his teeth, hissing his words. "What are you talking about? I just want you, but not here." "I know, but this is not what you think it is." "What are you talking about?" "We didn't meet here by chance." "Of course we did. Don't be stupid." "No, I've been waiting for you." "All your life," she laughed. It sounded harsh in the dead world of the dead day. Something like that. "You're making me regret wanting you." She felt her face fold into a grimace. She wished she could see his black eyes properly. "I'm sorry. It's hard to meet anyone now. I'm sorry. You say that again, I'm going to punch you." He sighed. His breath seemed to evaporate. "I'll come." "You will?" She threw her head back. She knew she was being reckless, but hell, what else was there? "I don't want to disappoint you." "Well, that's what they all say." "Who?" She slapped him playfully in the side. For a moment she felt a strange texture on the wall behind that was not slimy, more like a bird's feather. She folded the back of her fingers in, but the sensation had gone. "Come on." She pulled him by his shirt, and they felt their way back up the alley, her hands guided by the walls, his palms on her shoulders, massaging her gently, comforting, encouraging. She knew her way through the darkness and threaded softly through the rubble in the pitch-black streets. With no electric lights, just the occasional careless use of matches, now a precious resource, she relied on familiar sounds. The emptiness of the main street, the echo of the park, the avenue of trees that led down to a monastery where someone would have killed something or stolen something else to eat. And they would share, as they always did. "How many of you are there?" he asked, hesitating. "Oh, about 20, I think. People come and go. We live in the old monk's cells and clear out in the morning. None of us has any real possessions except for what we carry. What about you?" "Oh, I don't have anything." "How have you managed?" "Living off dreams, I suppose," he laughed. "Well, there's plenty of those around, just not much of anything else. You'd be surprised, even dreams are hard to find." "What were you doing in the alley? What were you doing there?" "Oh, I was hiding. From some pretty nasty people. They tried to raid us the other week, but we led them to a different place and sneaked back." "How do you tell the good ones from the bad?" No one tries to hide it anymore. People just take what they want, when they want it. Haven't you found that?"
"I suppose so." His voice was quiet.
"Are you okay?"
"Sure. Just thinking."
"Oh, sorry. Have you lost friends?"
"Something like that."
"I only worry about tomorrow. I've lost patience with yesterday. There's nothing I can do about that."
"Well, that's true."
"Here we are. Very close."
"How can you tell?"
"It's the smell. Old oil and rotting vegetables."
The alley was like that.
"It was.
Perhaps that's why we met. She laughed, hurrying a little more. You were so quiet, I barely knew you were there. It's a skill I've had to learn. They began to run, silently, along the tree-lined corridor, a straight path to what she knew would be her monastery. Quick, we'll just stop here, she whispered behind her to make sure he didn't run into her. They slowed and halted, listening to the sounds of the endless night. Some distant shuffles, a creaking bough, vehicles being ground against each other. There's nothing. He was anxious to enter. Safe. Take my hand. She slipped her fingers around his and felt the coolness of his skin as she pulled him forward. There's a secret passage here. She felt the wall, tracing the lines of ancient stone, counting large blocks to the point where she knew she could lean. The wall shifted slightly, just enough for them to slip through. Push it back. She was more at ease now, but her hands remained entwined with his. Along this way. It's even darker here. Oh, there'll be some light soon. We always keep one on while we can. Oh, his hand dropped from hers. Come on. Okay, just getting used to this. There's no one around, so we can just grab the nearest cell. She felt a slight reluctance in his stiffened hand. We don't have to do anything if you don't want to. Oh, it's not that. He lifted his other hand to her face, feeling the cheeks and eyebrows, stroking her soft flesh. He felt her excitement. Here. A door which could be closed was opened for a moment. A small room with a smaller window. Ah, at last. They felt their way to a pallet with rough bedding. They kissed. They made love. And again. And again. And she fell asleep smiling, the comfort of his soft breath upon her neck. Tell me about your dreams, he whispered into her slumbering ears. The next morning, as the darkness continued, the door remained shut. Hey, time to vacate the cell. Others banged on the door, but there was no answer, so they pushed their way in. One of them felt their way to the pallet bed. Come on, time to get out. Arms outstretched, they found nothing but a strange sweetness in the air. The window, now open, rattled. What's that? Ashes? Another kneeled down. Petals. Damnation. Yet another one. Gone. Thank you. That's it for now. In fact, that's it for 2020. Finally and thankfully. I've appreciated all the comments and the feedback received in the last few months in particular. So here's to another 12 months coming up, and I'm really looking forward to it. Lots of interesting stories on their way. So I'll see you on the other side. This is Jake Jackson. Thanks as always. Goodbye.